sing. We come into your courts with our hands lifted high. You are the reason we sing. For your goodness and grace, our hearts are filled with your praise. You're the reason we testify.
Welcome to Upward Thoughts, presented by New Life Christian Center in Lancaster, Ohio. And now, here's Pastor Gary Keller.
Good morning. Our upward thought for today is, the name of the Lord, my strong tower. Listen to Psalm 61, 1, 2, and 3. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. And then the wise man Solomon penned these words in Proverbs 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are safe. So David said, hear my cry, O Lord. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I'm going to cry to you. When I'm overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And then he describes that rock. You've been a shelter for me and a strong tower from my enemy. The influence David had on Solomon now causes Solomon to write this great wise proverb. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into that tower or into that name, and they are safe. Now, typically, I do not share poems on the Upward Thoughts broadcast, but today, I want to share a poem with you. It's got a tremendous meaning, and I've read this poem since I was a child, and I do want to share it with you today. It's entitled, The Man in the Glass. Listen carefully. When you get what you want in your struggle for self, and the world makes you king for a day, just go to a mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. Some people might think that you're a straight-shooting chum and call you a wonderful guy, but the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. He's the fellow to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear up to the end, and you've passed your most dangerous and difficult test if the guy in the glass is your friend. You may fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on your back for the past, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the man in the glass. What a great poem. It causes us to pause and understand that we know ourselves better than anyone else. Jesus said, what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is within him? You and I, when we look in the mirror, James admonished us to do that. Look in the mirror to see what manner of man we are. We know what we are. We know who we are. We know what we've done good and what we've done bad. We know what we've done that would be called righteous and that which is unrighteous. So you and I today need to understand that if there are flaws in our character, in our spirit, in our body, in our soul, in our mind, if there are flaws inside of us, the best thing we can do is look into the Word of God and understand that His name is powerful, and it's powerful enough to transform our frailties and our wrongs and our sins and bring us into perfect alignment with God's Word. Now, Matthew Henry said this, they that pray in the family do well. They that pray and read scriptures do better. They that pray and read scriptures and sing do the best. I think that's so important today for you and I to understand that we must pray, we must read the Word of God, but we must have a song in our heart. The Song of Solomon chapter 1 and verse 3 goes like this, because of the Savior of the good ointments, thy name is as an ointment poured forth, therefore do the virgins love thee. I love this scripture because it talks about the Lord, the name of the Lord, being a good anointing or an ointment or an oil or what the Bible calls in the Old Testament a pitch, and that is a covering of an oil-type base application that transforms that which it touches. And so he's saying the name of the Lord is that way. It's a pitch. It's an anointing. It's an ointment that flows. It is that anointing that comes down. One writer said it's like the dew of Mount Hermon. It flows down upon us. And in this one single verse of scripture, we find three things: the character, we find the mission, and the influence of the name of the Lord God. First of all, the character of his mighty name. The psalmist said this: thy name is as an ointment. Listen to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For unto us is a child born, and a son given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Here's the anointing. Here's the ointment. Here's the pitch. His name shall be called Wonderful and Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And then Solomon, once again, in the Song of Solomon 4:16 says, awake, O north wind, and come thou south, blow upon my garden that the spices thereof may flow out. What spices is he referring to in this passage? Well, the Wonderful, the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, those are the spices that are flowing out of the soul of man. The spices are the name, if you please, is that ointment, that anointing, that pitch that can be found in well over 300 expressions in your Bible describing what God has done or what God is doing or what God shall do. In other words, if you are thirsty, his name is a river of living water. If you are destitute, his name is the gift of God. If you are sick and afflicted, he is the great physician. If you've been condemned to die because of sin, he is your Savior. If you're ignorant today of his wonderful truths, he will be the schoolmaster that will show you the right way. If you're lonely, he is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. If you're burdened down with the cares of life, he is the burden bearer. If you're walking in darkness, he's the light of the world. If you're in bondage, well, where his Spirit is, there is liberty. And finally, if you are weak, he becomes your strength because he is strong. So we see that the name of the Lord that Solomon is referring to, it can flow out. The spices thereof flow out, and it touches your life. And then there's the mission of his name. His mighty name has a mission. That ointment is poured forth. Listen to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Be ye therefore followers of God. Listen carefully. It's almost as if he's making a command for you to follow. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. That powerful gift of the name of the Lord has been given to you that you might be delivered, that you might be able to walk in the love of God. And then there's the influence of his mighty name. Therefore, do the virgins love him? You see, sin-cleansing ointment is pure and lovely, and there's power in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, all power and authority is invested in the name of Jesus. Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, is what the enemy said one time in Acts chapter 19 when the seven sons of Sceva came and tried to abort the real reality of the name of Jesus and tried to cast out a devil, and they didn't even have Jesus in their hearts. And finally, the enemy spoke out of the man that they were trying to cast this spirit out of, and he said, now, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you? Well, let's answer that question today. Who are you? Well, today, you as a spirit-filled individual, as a committed Christian, as a born-again believer, you have power over the enemy. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. In other words, he will still sign the check because he has the resources to back it up. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. I want to tell somebody today that heaven is not bankrupt, and the Lord will sign on the dotted line, and he will sign his name and give you authority. He said, whatever you do in word or deed, do it in my name. And he did not give us an empty, hollow, vague, vanilla name that has no authority. When he puts his name on the dotted line, he is saying, I am here for you. Let me tell you something today. There's nobody like Jesus. And what can you compare? What name can you compare to the name of the Lord? Let's go back again to Psalm chapter 61 when David is crying out and he's saying, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. And then when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you've been a shelter for me and a strong tower from mine enemy. And then again, Solomon says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. Why is there just one eternal God? Why is there? So we can debate the issue? No. No, why is there one eternal God so the devil can believe and tremble? No. The answer is this, 1 John 3:8, he that committeth sin is of the enemy, is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I've come today to tell you that there is hope, there is power, there is deliverance in the name of the Lord. That's why today, when our hearts are overwhelmed, and when we feel like we can't go forward, and we don't like what we see when we look in the mirror, and we understand that we are weak and we are frail and we are missing out on the blessing of God, that it's then that we can go back to the name of the Lord. Today, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous can run into it and find safety. It was in a tower one time that a lady, when Abimelech was coming against all of Israel and trying to destroy Israel, that she found a piece of millstone and took it to the top of that tower and released that rock from the top of the tower, and it hit Abimelech on the head and killed him, and they were delivered. It was in that tower that that rock in that story in the Old Testament represents the name of Jesus today. If the enemy has surrounded your life and you find yourself in that tower, take a hold of the name of Jesus and release his authority and power against the enemy that's come against you. And today you will be victorious because you will find victory in his name.
Thank you for sharing Upward Thoughts today with Pastor Gary Keller and New Life Christian Center. You're cordially invited to attend their Celebration of Praise service today at 10 o'clock. New Life Christian Center is located on Business Route 33 in Lancaster next to Myers. And remember, at New Life Christian Center, we love you 24 hours a day.